Carolina Journal is your source for daily news and commentary in North Carolina covering politics and public policy. A project of the John Locke Foundation, Carolina Journal is a pioneer in nonprofit and investigative journalism. Our work has exposed corruption, conflicts of interest, and misuse of public funds by public officials, including members of Congress and members of the North Carolina General Assembly. In season two of Extreme Injustice, North Carolina students and their families made life-changing sacrifices after state policies shuttered public schools across the state. Our deep dive into the unintended consequences of COVID lockdowns show the desperate need for new thinking in public education. In our last episode of Extreme Injustice, Stolen Time, we discussed key ways to combat the epidemic of learning loss due to COVID-19 among K-12 students. Part of that discussion included information on the Leandro court case that has been ongoing in North Carolina for almost three decades now. Since that time, we've had some important updates in the Leandro case that need to be addressed. We'll tackle those updates in today's episode of the podcast. Joining us to discuss these updates in the Leandro case is Mitch Kokai, senior political analyst with the John Locke Foundation. Mitch has been closely following the Leandro legal case for years and has insights on where things stand and what's in store for the future. So, Mitch, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, David. And yes, there are plenty of things happening in Leandro, and really kind of depends on where you want to start.
Exactly. I would just throw it out there, really. We're taping this podcast on Thursday, March 24th, and even within the last hour this afternoon, there have been some updates in the case. But in recent days as well, the last where it kind of stood in our last episode was the case was pending. It was headed toward the North Carolina Supreme Court, but some other updates have happened since then. So fill us in if you would.
I'll step back a little bit and say that the reason that this case is now heading toward the state Supreme Court is because of the order that came out in November of 2021 from Judge David Lee, the Union County judge who's basically in semi-retirement. He had, since 2016, I believe, been overseeing this long-running case, which we're calling Leandro. It's officially right now Hoke County Board of Education versus the state of North Carolina, but it's still Leandro. It's still the same thing that's been going on since 1994. Judge Lee, in the years that he has been overseeing this case, had been overseeing the work between both state government, so the lawyers from the Justice Department, and the plaintiffs in the case, the ones who want to see more spending and more programs dealing with education. And basically, Judge Lee has been overseeing this process of coming up with some sort of plan that would resolve this long-running case. Well, all the parties agreed to hire this WestEd, which is the consultant based in San Francisco, to come up with a plan. WestEd came up with its plan. The plan was presented to the court. All of the parties in the case said they agreed with the plan. They were fine with the plan. Judge Lee agreed. And so Judge Lee, after furring with all of the people in the case, decided, okay, I'm going to say that this plan is going to be my court-ordered plan. Now, after that happened, the next step was, then, well, how's this plan going to be paid for? And the initial thought was, okay, well, it's now time for all of these parties to go to the General Assembly and say, this is the plan, you got to fund the plan. The General Assembly really had no involvement in this case at any point, even in developing the plan. And so after that initial thought that, okay, the General Assembly is going to have to be consulted and come up with the plan, at some point, Judge Lee decided, well, the General Assembly isn't doing what it needs to do and hasn't been doing what it needs to do, so I'm going to order that this money be spent. And in November of 2021, he put forward an order that basically said more than $1.75 billion in the state treasury is going to be transferred out of the treasury and put forward into education-related spending, either Department of Public Instruction, Department of Health and Human Services, which has some educator-related functions, or the University of North Carolina system. Once that order came out, basically there was a huge constitutional question, because a judge typically does not have the authority to order money to be transferred out of a fund. That's something that only happens by an appropriation from the General Assembly. Judge Lee said, look, the state constitution says that you have to provide a sound basic education. That's what the Leandro rulings have said. And he basically read the provisions of the state constitution as amounting to an appropriation by law. No one had ever determined that before. But Judge Lee said, this constitutional provision of providing education is an appropriation by law. And so my $1.7 billion order complies with that. Well, the state controller, Linda Combs, shortly after that order came out, said, wait a minute, that's not what the law says either. Because the controller is one of the pieces of the puzzle of actually moving money out of the treasurer. And the controller said, if I comply with this, I'm going to be violating the state law. I could be charged with a crime for moving money out of the treasury and not have it be based on an appropriation. And if I don't do it, I could be subjecting myself to sanctions from the court. The court could hold me in contempt. So she went to the Court of Appeals and said, Court of Appeals, please block this ruling because it's not something that I can comply with. It's not something that's constitutional. And the Court of Appeals agreed. So the Court of Appeals blocked Judge Lee's order. And that's where things stood until the parties in the case who want more spending, not only the plaintiffs, but also the state government, said to the State Supreme Court, you should step in and deal with this issue. And the state Supreme Court has agreed to do that, as you alluded to long minutes ago at the beginning of my diatribe. You were talking about the fact that the state Supreme Court has agreed to step into this case. But what the Supreme Court also decided at the same time was that before it's going to do anything, which won't happen before the middle of April at the earlier, late April at the earliest, the state Supreme Court tossed the case back to the trial court and said, all right, what we want you to do now is to determine whether the state budget that was enacted 8 days after that November order, whether it has any impact on this $1.7 billion order. Well, at the same time that the state Supreme Court agreed to do that, the Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court, Paul Newby, decided to replace Judge Lee. So now there's a new judge involved, Judge Michael Robinson, who's a special Superior Court judge, works in the business court, is based in Winston-Salem. And Judge Robinson has to decide in a very tight window, basically by April 20th, whether the state budget has any impact on the order of the $1.7 billion transfer. And so we are recording right after the initial hearing before Judge Robinson, where he was hearing from all the parties in this case about what's going to happen. And basically, there are a couple of different ways of going about it. What the plaintiffs in the case and what the state government want to do is they want this process to play out whereby the state will look at the budget, look at what Judge Lee ordered, and see how much of what Judge Lee orders is actually covered by the budget. And their estimate, and they admitted that this may be way off, but they said that their estimate was probably 30 to 35% of what Judge Lee ordered is covered likely in the new state budget. We won't know for certain until the numbers come out. And right now, as it stands, those should come out on April 4th. And then that would be a Monday, April 4th. All of the sides who are looking at this will be able to respond by April 8th. Then if there are any responses to the responses, they would be held by, they would come out by April 11th, and then there will be a hearing before the judge on April 13th, which gives him a week then to come up with his order that he'll send back. Now, that's what the plaintiffs and the state want to do. They just want to look at the numbers. Legislative defendants who are trying to intervene in this case are saying, wait a minute, we have a completely different argument, and that is that the state budget basically makes Judge Lee's order moot. Because Judge Lee, in putting forward his order, one of the things that he said was the only reason he's going to this extreme length of saying that you have to have this $1.7 billion transfer ordered by a judge is because there's no state budget. We made that order 8 days before the state budget. Now that there is a state budget, legislative defendants say, look, there's no need for the order. They also dispute how much of what Judge Lee ordered would actually be covered by the budget. In fact, their attorney suggested he thinks the numbers may be in the neighborhood of of $900 million of the $1.7 billion, so well over half. So there's going to be some dispute over that. All of this, of course, is going to be playing out not only before Judge Robinson, but then once it gets back to the state Supreme Court, all of these arguments will continue. So it's very interesting to see what's going to be happening with this in the days and weeks ahead.
That's great. Thank you for that summary. I think it's interesting looking at the budget then. Back when the budget initially passed, again in November, a lot of the chatter that was out there, a lot of the analysis was that it did very little to fund any components of Leandro, maybe just a handful of things. So it's news that it could be, you know, one third to one half, depending on how it all pans out, funding those, that $1.7 billion allotment. So is that, do you think that's going to have a much of an impact on the case going forward, at least the initial kind of steps, next steps?
Well, it certainly is going to have an impact on what happens with Judge Lee's initial order, because basically he was saying the $1.7 billion is tied to things that have to happen now. He said this, you know, this plan that we endorsed basically tells us that these are things that have to happen now so that kids are going to have a sound basic education in the schools. And if it doesn't, if we don't have this spending now, there's going to be a substantial problem moving forward. Well, if the state budget covers much of that ground, then you won't need to have as much of that transfer if the transfer is allowed to happen anyway. Because remember, there's this constitutional issue of whether a judge can order money to be spent, which is a separate issue. But yes, it's certainly going to have an impact. And it's going to be very interesting to see whether the judge thinks the number that is funded is somewhere around a third or somewhere around more than half. And if so, that will impact the amount of money that could be transferred out because of the judge's order. And then the Supreme Court will have to get to the issue of whether a judge can order this or not. I should tell you that as recently as December of 2020, the Supreme Court in a 6-1 ruling said that only the legislature can order money to be appropriated. Justice Jimmy Irvin IV wrote the opinion, said, look, this is something that is controlled by the General Assembly. This goes back to 1776, when the founders decided that the purse strings need to be controlled by the legislature, by no one else. If the state Supreme Court allows Judge Lee's initial order or some version of it approved by Judge Robinson to move forward, it would basically be ending or overturning their own precedent, including one that was just upheld within the last 2 years.
Stay tuned for our next episode of Extreme Injustice, Stolen Time. Extreme Injustice is an investigation series from the Carolina Journal, the media project of the John Locke Foundation. Visit carolinajournal.com today and sign up for our free email newsletter to stay up to date on news from the state capitol and how it impacts your business, home, and community.